dialogue with the Muslim world was at the top of the agenda both in Cairo and here in Rome this week. In the Egyptian capital, a delegation of top Vatican officials led by Cardinal Jean-Louis Torrent held its annual meeting with the Al-Azhar Permanent Committee for Dialogue Among the Monotheistic Religions. The encounter, which concluded on Thursday, commemorates Pope John Paul II's visit to Al-Azhar University, the most important centre of Arabic literature and Islamic learning in the Sunni Muslim world. The theme of this year's gathering was how to combat violence perpetrated in the name of religion, a particularly sensitive topic in light of the massacre of 8 Coptic Christians by extremist Muslim gunmen following the celebration of an Orthodox Christmas Eve Mass in January this year.
Our Muslim partners were stressing, you know, the teaching of the Quran on brotherhood and on respect and on common humanity. I would say that was the ground of the discussion.
A former head of the Vatican's Council for Interreligious Dialogue and expert on the Islamic world, Archbishop Michael Fitzgerald currently serves as papal nuncio in Egypt and the Holy See's representative to the Cairo-based Arab League.
It's interesting that this topic, which was one of the topics that Al-Azhar had proposed, because they were the organizers of the meeting, they had suggested 3 topics, and this was the one that the Pontifical Council opted for. And this was done last year. So it has nothing really to do with the, you know, the violent event that took place in Nag Hammadi at the Coptic Christmas. It wasn't a response to that. It was actually the fact that there is violence, that where religion takes a part, whether it is manipulated or not, you know, and people would say, well, the religions are clashing, you know, Christians and Muslims are clashing. But it was a very topical subject because of the events that have taken place here in Egypt. And when we went to greet the Grand Imam, the Sheikh Al-Azhar, he mentioned this, and we've put this in the final document, that Cardinal Torrent thanked the Sheikh Al-Azhar for his condemnation of this violence in which 6 Christians and a Muslim policeman lost their lives, and for his expression of solidarity with the families of the victim, and also his reaffirmation of the equality of all citizens in rights and duties, regardless of their religious belonging. And Sheikh Tantawi declared that he had only done what he felt was his duty in those tragic events. But he had actually gone to the scene of the crime, and he, on a Friday, and he had preached in the mosque, and he had preached in a sense of Islam doesn't encourage people to take lives. I mean, Islam is for non-violence, in fact.
Do you think there is an understanding, though, of the need for the moderate voices of Islam to speak out much more loudly and clearly on these issues?
I think that there is, and one of the points that was insisted on was in education, where young Christians and young Muslims should be educated to appreciate common values. In the mass media also, that we have to be, well, we're always saying this, but we have to be more attentive to that they are not used to incite feelings of hatred one against the other. So I think there is a consciousness that, you know, a more moderate voice should be given expression.
At the conclusion of the Cairo meeting, Archbishop Fitzgerald told me the Catholic and Muslim participants drew up a list of 11 recommendations on ways of combating violence and exploitation of religion, focusing particularly on the need for a more accurate education for the young about the history of each other's faiths.
Yes, and not only the history of each other's faith, but history as such, you know, and the way that history is presented. The Crusades, how are they presented? There is work to be done, in fact, to give a more nuanced view, I think, of certain periods of history, whether it is the Islamic invasions of other countries, or whether it is, as I said, the Crusades. But there are also, I know that here in Egypt there are difficulties concerning the textbooks for Arabic language, which are very Islamic, in fact. And, Many people ask, why do Christians have to learn passages from the Quran and passages from the Hadith, the traditions of the Prophet, because they're learning Arabic? Well, of course, the response to that would say, but it is the Quran that has established the rules of Arabic in a way, and so this reference to the Quran is perhaps more cultural rather than religious. But at the same time, there is this feeling that the program is being Islamized rather than just a program for the teaching of Arabic.
You mentioned the 11 points in this final statement. What were the other most significant steps forward, if you like, and how difficult was it to reach a consensus on these issues?
Well, it wasn't very difficult to reach a consensus. There are certain terms, of course, that were difficult to understand. Like we spoke about the purification of memories. But I think many Christians might have difficulties with that too. But, you know, it's something that comes out of the experience, perhaps, of Christian-Jewish relations, of relations with other people where there have been a history of conflicts, and where you have to look at history instead of just repeating slogans about history, but going back and trying to purify. Now, Nostra Aetate talks about forgetting the past, but we can't really forget the past, but we mustn't let the past be a burden on us. And that's what is meant by the purification of memories. And the Christian paper mentioned Pope John Paul II in the year 2000, in the Jubilee year, asking pardon for any wrong that the Church had done in various fields. And this spirit of pardon is mentioned here as well. And I think another point that was important and that we agreed on was, you know, that to be careful to avoid discrimination based on either ethnicity or religious affiliation.
Was the particular discussion of the situation there in Egypt on this regard?
No, we didn't really go into details. I think this would have been difficult. And also, of course, we are representing international body. You know, the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue is not the particular body for Egypt as such. So we said that, of course, as a Pontifical Council, it has the Holy See has an interest in the way that the local church is conducting itself, is allowed to live. So the conditions of the local church are of interest to the Holy See. This is not foreign interference, if you like, because there was that feeling also that to investigate too closely the events that take place in this country of Egypt is in a sense foreign interference. There is a great susceptibility in that, from that point of view.
Archbishop Michael Fitzgerald is the Holy See's representative to Egypt and the Cairo-based Arab League.